This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
If you're thinking about taking a trip to Europe, now would be a good time to do that. Dollars are buying more euros than at any time in the past decade. Now, while the exchange rate may be good news for dollar-toting tourists, it's not so great for European luxury brands like Chanel and Gucci. The price difference for luxury items is growing so large in some countries, China, for instance, that it risks undermining the brand's global strategies. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
Chanel handbags sell for half as much in Europe as they do in China. This has caused a rush of well-heeled Chinese tourists flocking to Paris shops, eager to cash in on a luxury bargain. But as Milton Pedraza of the Luxury Institute points out, Chanel wants to sell them bags at its stores in China, so it's raising prices in Europe and cutting them in Asia.
And I think the Chinese consumer will benefit from that because they'll get probably lower prices and they won't have to go shop in New York or London or Paris in order to get the benefit of those relatively lower prices.
Even with an eye on global expansion, Pedraza points out that destination travel for luxury shopping goes way back. And Stifel analyst David Schick says high-end brands need to think long and hard about changing prices from country to country.
One of the keys to running a luxury business is that the customer understands that the prices don't move all that often and that you're not waiting for products to go on sale.
Schick says Chanel is still happy to see a short-term bump in sales, which is why the company is delaying its European price increase until April 8th.
When luxury companies get into trouble, it's when customers feel like they're waiting out a great price to buy. And so it's important that companies don't react as quickly as markets.
Schick says long-term profitability for companies like Chanel or Louis Vuitton won't hinge on exchange rates, but rather on how they're able to compete in a market that is increasingly crowded with competitors. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.